5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, the Fresno Culture Podcast. I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me, as always, Mike C of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike.
I am with you, sir. Hello, Fresno. Congratulations on 2017.
We made
it. Let's have fun.
Some people thought we would not make it.
Yeah.
I think there were a lot of people.
We were like, wow, I guess we'll never see 2018. Well,
it was like a coin toss as to whether some other people...
We snuck through, just barely, but we did it.
Some people wished that 2017 was over like 4 months ago. And I wish that there was another couple weeks. It seems like it went too quickly.
Yeah, sure.
It was crazy times. So I think on this episode, there's two ways we could go with it, seeing as it's January now. We can either do our sort of predictions, what we're looking forward to in the new year, or we can do what happened in 2017, kind of a best of, or we can do some kind of hybrid where
right.
we do both.
I think we got to do both of them.
Okay.
It's what you do in the entertainment field, if you want to call a podcast that, at this time of year. There's nothing else going on. Yeah, you got to do because they're fun. They're unoriginal.
It's true. It's fun to look back.
And there's just nothing else to talk about anyway. I mean, how much can you say, what was your Christmas? My Christmas was great. How was yours?
Slow News Day. What was the best gift? What did you get? You get anything good? Christmas present wise? As adults, do you ever get any? I got socks.
It's certainly not as much anymore. Like, you're so involved with getting your child's gift or just everybody else's gift. Don't care about you. You're like, oh, you got me something cool.
Let me tell you.
I don't care.
As a
I got cool things. I'm just saying. Like,
single
just,
dude with no family.
Not that
I just buy stuff for myself.
Yeah.
That's just, I'm just like, oh, it's Christmas time. And I want this jacket.
Yeah, I got one thing like a month ago for myself, and and then I regretted it after. I'm like, you know, why am I buying something before Christmas for myself? And I just, I told Becky, I'm just like, this, you bought this for me. This is my Christmas gift. I'm going to put it under the tree. She's like, really? You're like, yep.
That's just how it is.
I just feel too stupid, but yeah. I saw a lot of lights, but I didn't go to Christmas Tree Lane.
And good
for
you.
I didn't go to that whatever the hell it is in Clovis thing.
Candy cane.
Yeah. There's more than one.
Well, there's the Santa Claus Lane, which is like a whole neighborhood of synchronized lights.
We'll call it Santa Claus Lane. Oh, well, that's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, the entire neighborhood is synced.
But they're not the whole neighborhood. They're all like they all have their own thing going on.
They're synced together. No. The whole neighborhood. Yeah.
How did they figure that out?
The whole neighborhood is synced together.
That's way too much.
And it's one of those ones where you know, like, there's music and stuff.
Right. I found one in my neighborhood, and I just thought it was great. And I went back to it twice. I was just like, this is fun.
There's a whole neighborhood of that, and they do like an hour-long kind of show, you know, and they just run it on a loop, and they do that. They've done it for the last like three or four years, but now
like
it's
the
like,
whole like one street.
I think it started as like maybe it was one house and then like several houses, but I think it's like an entire cul-de-sac maybe now that does it. It's a pretty big area. Yeah, wow. It's kind of crazy. And so like, that's Santa Claus Lane. You can look it up.
Do you have to walk
Gettysburg and Locan. No, I think you can drive through, or I can't remember exactly how they have it set up, but it might be like, you can either walk in or
it sounds like
people
would just be parked in front and you couldn't even get in.
Right. I haven't actually been out there when they have it going, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, I may.
I can't imagine there's people driving by. Wait, driving
that's,
around,
that was in you know? Clovis, you said?
Gettysburg and Locan. That area out there.
That might be Fresno.
It might be Fresno. It might be Fresno, but it's out that area.
Right. The old Tarpy Village area.
Right. So there's that, and then there's, all three of those places. I didn't go to either one. I almost got caught in the Christmas tree lane.
I was
smart enough. Dude, on both the walk nights, I almost got it.
I forgot about the second walk night. I mean, I just didn't know. I know there's always a second walk night, but I had no clue. And I was going, I'll go pick up some takeout in Figaro Village. I'll be right back. I didn't figure it out until I passed Barstow and I was on Palm and then the traffic stopped. I'm like, what? This is weird. Why is the traffic like way back here? I'm like, oh no. Oh, no, what's happening? It's walk night. No, it's not walk night. I got trapped in walk night.
I
went into Fig Garden Village. I'm like, going in there. And I'm going to, because I'm hungry. I got to bring home food.
You got to do what you
got to
do.
I got to provide for my family. I'm going to go into Fig Garden Village. I'm going to do it. And no, that was a bad idea. There was nothing. Like everywhere you could fit a car into there.
Even if it wasn't a parking space.
And there was damn pedestrians all over the place. It was a nightmare. But so, it took me an hour to get home with dinner by the time I figured something out.
So did you see the thing about people dropping rocks or bricks or whatever from the overpass down into Christmas Tree Lane?
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Going into Christmas Tree Lane, a couple of days or one of the nights, one of the drive nights, the couple of cars got totally thrashed. Someone dropped bricks from the overpass.
From the railroad overpass?
From the railroad tracks. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, right there on Shields where it goes under and then it comes up. And you're in Christmas Tree Lane and it's all beautiful and it's like Disneyland. Right there, somebody was throwing rocks.
You'd think they would get caught real quick.
But apparently not. Apparently they didn't. I mean, they may have gotten arrested at some point, but they got away with it for a little bit. Up, so, yeah.
I found
that. Well, at least no one got stabbed.
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, there was that year.
The thing that happened. I'm pretty sure
no one got their any of their lights stolen or anything like that, which has happened on years past. So,
I went through the. Have you ever done the tea light?
What are they called?
Something not tea light.
It's the thing that they do out in New Mexico.
Oh, they do it in New Mexico?
Yeah, it's apparently super popular out in, what the heck are they called? They're the little bags.
The bags of sand with the candle.
They set them out Christmas Eve or whatever.
The whole block from Fruit West to West and Bullard North to Herndon, that whole block gets everyone comes out and puts them in front of their yard on Christmas Eve. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's one of those ones that a lot of people don't know about.
Right.
And so it's probably not as well traveled, which is probably good.
It was perfect. And there were a lot of people walking around, but it was mostly neighborhood people.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think they've been doing that for like 20 years or something. I mean, like a long time.
But this year it seemed like they bumped it up.
Oh, yeah. That's great. We need more of that kind of cool, fun stuff. All right, so let's break down. Let's go through the big kind of stories for the year, and we can probably break them down into two categories. Three categories maybe. But Fulton Street, I think we got to talk about Fulton Street because that was, you know, just such a huge thing.
If I were to pick number one. For us, number one, for sure.
Yeah,
number one.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Fulton, I mean it's the thing Fulton we've been wanting to have, like waiting for years. I took some of my friends from out of town were here. They live in Fresno, but they came back. They hadn't seen the street. They walked down the street. They were like mesmerized. They couldn't believe it. Then we got to the street, you know, the street corner, and I was like, okay, now wait. When the light changes, we can go wherever we want. Like, we can go cross, like, whatever. And they freaked out. They're like, oh, my God, we don't have to cross twice.
No.
It's like, that's right. No. You can cross wherever you want.
Just, we're high tech here.
So we just kept crossing
just
the street.
Just don't drive it. It'll take you forever.
Right.
That's what we figured out. The Fulton Street.
No.
It's not a place. It's not a commuting street.
Right. Which, I mean, duh, that's the point, yeah. Right? I mean, that's why they made it that way. It's not made to, if you want to go fast, Van Ness is right there, 8th Street's on the other side. You don't have to go down Fulton.
Yeah.
But it's really nice. I think I'm very happy that it's there. I think it's going to be spot on. We'll see. I'm glad that, you know, it took the full year.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it was open in October or whenever, but really, it took pretty much the
behind schedule,
the full year. But it's open now, and now we can just kind of look at the possibilities. So, looking forward, what possibilities? What do you think? What are we going to see on the Fulton Mall? I have my ideas, but
we gotta have a. We'll talk about Hot PK maybe later, but we got to have a significant restaurant somewhere.
So, yeah.
Like, sit down, a destination-style restaurant on there.
But, right, like you always talk about Westwood.
Yeah,
or,
I was saying, you know, like, Fancer.
Right, you got to get Fancer down here doing something.
Figure something out down there.
Right.
And the world is so changed. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The world is so changing. Like, retail is not what it was before.
Yeah, retail's blah. No one cares about retail.
It's difficult to just say, like, oh, we need, like, a Macy's or whatever.
Right.
Because that's just not going to happen.
Right.
Maybe, a Target, but you can't put that on Fulton Street.
Right, right. Well, you can. Because, see, Target has, in other cities, these micro Targets that they actually just, they're a Target, like, in, a you know, it would be, like, in the Helm building, they just take the bottom floor and they make it a Target. And for a Target, it's small, but it works in that thing. They do this in other cities. San Francisco has a bunch. Manhattan, you know, et cetera.
Yeah,
those kind of
gonna
places.
Take a lot more housing down there.
Right. That's not going to happen. I mean, it could happen.
Right.
It's probably
not going to happen.
In the
future, but certainly not in the next couple of years.
Right, right. So we need that restaurant, but do you think that's something that we're going to see within the next year?
I mean, not to be a pessimist, but I don't think
so. Oh, it's okay. You know, how long did it take us to get the street? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we can't have it just fully operational within a year. Like, yeah, everything's full and all the shops we want to be there are there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be slower than was touted as, like,
right.
I love Craig Charton. There's a lot of talk of, he's like, oh, all these investors are going to bob and it's going to go crazy. Right. I'm like, bro. I hope he's right, but we have yet to see that.
So I think the next thing we'll see some sort of coffee shop that's not independent. So we'll see, like, a Starbucks or a Pete's Coffee or something like that. That's what I think.
Okay.
That's my guess. I don't know exactly where that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace on the mall, there is going to be, there's going to be some sort of coffee, like national chain coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think.
Maybe Dutch Bros, you know, should do one.
Oh, man.
They're crazy popular wherever they're at in town.
They got to do a drive-thru.
They're going to have a drive-thru. Like,
where are they going to do a drive-thru?
Yeah, they can't. Like, they cannot survive without that drive-thru.
Yeah.
They are all about the drive-thru and, like, woo, we're having fun. Woo, Dutch Bros, you're in the Dutch Bros line.
Has anyone ever said that in the Dutch Bros line?
I think so.
Dutch Brothers line.
Dude, I got to...
Because every time I go by,
I got to fix
Sheila
Girl here
be the most
all
miserable.
The time. All I know is I hear they're just yelling over there all the time. I get out every time there's somebody like
like the baristas or whatever.
They're like crazy in there, bro. They're
hopped up on
high octane caffeine all shift.
Caffeine and sugar, man.
And you're 19 years old. You're just gonna be crazy.
Fair enough. So Fulton, I think, you know, definitely big news. Glad to happen.
They ended up doing a good job with it.
They did. It looks good. You can't go down there and be. And there are people that still are bitching about it because they have to, I suppose. It's like,
if you want to be a watchdog about it and like, hey, this is, I'm cool with those people doing that,
but don't just be an a-hole about it. Mm-hmm. Like, cause you don't like what's happening. Right. Yeah. So that's the big one. The other big thing for me is Fresno City Council being Fresno City Council.
Yeah.
And just doing, you know, crazy Fresno City Council stuff that, like, I don't know, but because I don't follow the city councils in other cities, you know, like.
Yeah,
maybe it is. This year, I've
made me super curious about like what's going on in regular city councils. Is this just normal? There's always a couple of guys on the board that are just like goofs,
right? And we had a few. So, and I don't know. We can break them down. You know, there was Gary Bredefeld in God We Trust,
and then he's
may not. Which may not even be the worst thing that he did.
Yeah, there's so many dumb other things that started to blend in than just like who cares about that now.
He pushed this whole thing through and it got through because really like who's gonna oppose
it's hard to oppose something like that.
Like you know, whatever.
As a politician, it's difficult, especially in Fresno.
They spent a bunch of time and money.
One of the highest church per capita's places in the country.
And now it says In God We Trust behind the dice there. So, but woo-hoo. Then he went on this crazy tirade about the NFL, football players in the NFL. And it was like sort of maybe slightly racist and just really like to the point where the city actually had to hire an attorney for him because they were afraid that other city employees were going to sue because they were so taken aback by, because he essentially just went on this rant during the city council meeting and said all this crazy stuff, the whole kneeling
for the national anthem just short-circuited a lot of people.
and he fell into that. And then there was the camping ban that was proposed by Mr. Brandow. Proposed, I guess it passed. Camping ban for homeless.
Against homeless people hanging out.
I guess homeless ban. Urban camping. And that actually went into effect, and I don't know if it has had any effect. I know they arrested at least one person. But Brandow himself, man, so here's the thing. Fresno City Council, there's several people, and not just on the city council, I guess just in general, like leaders in Fresno. They're really like, they've been watching Donald Trump and they've been like taking notes.
Like, ooh,
and so Brandow just the other day, he retweeted a tweet from this Swedish guy who happened to be a known kind of white supremacist kind of guy, nationalist, white nationalist, I guess, or something like that. He's from Sweden, but and so a lot of people were rightfully upset because, you know, like Steve Brandow is retweeting this guy who at one point had said that he didn't believe that the Holocaust was like actually happened, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's fine. I mean, you know, whatever. He has a thing on his Twitter account that says retweeting does not mean endorsement or something.
It doesn't.
And I'm like, do you not know how Twitter works? Like, I don't understand.
If you're retweeting, I understand people say that for their job because, like, this doesn't reflect on my job. But it does. It is. If you retweet something, you're endorsing it.
Yes. Right. That's the exact right.
Why would you retweet it if you didn't endorse it?
That's how a retweet works, right?
Yes.
Like, I mean, unless you offer some sort of commentary on it, right?
Which like, is if like, you comment, if you do a comment on it, that's different.
I am like, retweeting this to say how stupid it is, right? Or something like that. But you make it clear. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you just blanket retweet, people go, oh, he's into whatever that person is talking about.
Yeah, I don't retweet stuff that I don't think is relevant or whatever.
So Brandel retweets this thing and people start talking about it. And, you know, so the Fresno Bee reaches out to him and he essentially says, I don't care. Like, you know, like I don't respond to Antifa fake types, news. Local Antifa types.
Antifa Bee reporters.
Because the people who are commenting online about it, he was regarding them as Antifa types. And I'm like, well, if those people are Antifa types, you're definitely like a white supremacist type. Like, I mean, it's fairly ridiculous, but it's straight out of that playbook of, of Trump, where it's just like, hey, you just do whatever you want and say whatever you want. And then you just go, deal with it.
What's going to happen?
Yeah. You know, but I have to say Steve Brandow, I mean, he's up in his game also, because he's also now doing videos, you know, so he's doing these like 2-minute videos or whatever where
always cringeworthy
fake news.
Whenever a conservative tries to do humor, especially internet humor, it's just like, oh God, dude. What are you doing?
So yeah,
it was like that video the FCC guy did.
Oh, right.
Net neutrality.
That's like, exactly
oh,
right.
Oh my God, this is the antithesis of when conservatives think what conservatives think is humor
and it just doesn't hit. Yeah. And then there was the whole back and forth on the marijuana debate.
The marijuana.
Which
Fresno says no.
Well.
So no to.
Yes and no.
No to opening up a shop. No,
so originally
no shops.
They said, so yeah. So, you know.
No cultivation. Or no.
Marijuana is now
professional
legal.
Professional grows and no
here,
shops.
Are you smoking right now? because you could be. And it's totally legal.
Yeah, I could. It's not for me, but it's for other
I mean,
people.
Not right now when we're recording.
Right.
But by the time people are listening to this, it will be legal. But not in Fresno. That's hard to say. So it's up to the cities. Well, so it's up to the cities to determine how the recreational marijuana can be distributed. So essentially cities can
But
say,
I'm saying, like, it's legal to have it in your house, just like using
correct.
It in
yeah.
your house. That's the right, city right, can't right. do anything about that, right?
Right. That is correct.
Okay.
But cities can regulate how dispensaries are run and that sort of thing, and where and that kind of thing. And so the city said, no, we don't want this, and they kind of outright banned all marijuana dispensaries. And it was weird because Clint Olivier, who is normally very sort of on the side of those conservative issues, on this one, you know, he's showing his libertarian side, and he's saying, we need
some libertarian in him there.
We need these tax money. We need this tax money. So they kind of put him.
People should be doing do whatever the hell they want.
Right. So that put him at odds with Bredefield. Mm-hmm. So the ban was in place, and then last meeting, city council meeting, Olivier kind of sprung this thing out where he's like, "I wanna, we're gonna propose a resolution that would make medical marijuana dispensaries and associated businesses legal. Mm-hmm. And so there was a bunch of debate about that, obviously, but that's what they did. So, well, they began the process of seeing about this. So who really knows where this is going to lie, but the idea would be that medical marijuana dispensaries and other businesses. So really, I think what this comes down to is there are other, besides dispensaries, there are other businesses, marijuana business, cannabis businesses that want to open in Fresno. For instance, labs, testing labs and the sort, that want to open, but they can't if all recreational businesses are banned. So this is kind of, I think, a backdoor to get some of those businesses in so we could keep their revenue.
Taxes.
Right. Anyway, so I don't know. You might be able to buy some marijuana in Fresno in 2018, but you're probably going to have to be sick. And, you know, which is crazy, but otherwise,
I think is it Hanford that's like going all in.
So the closest one, Kalinga? The closest dispensary, Kalinga's working at it. The closest one is going to be in Woodlake. There's actually a dispensary that's already like East applied for all of its
little town east of Visalia.
Already applied for its licensing and all that stuff. So they should be ready to go when that's going to happen. In terms of when they'll be up and running, not quite sure. But Woodlake is mm-hmm. the closest that I've heard. Eventually, mm-hmm. Kalinga, Clovis.
The only Fresno County. Fresno. That Kalinga would probably be the only Fresno County town then. That would be.
Right. Yeah. So, anything else on the council? I can't remember all the. There was. I'm sure there was other crazy.
I'm sure there was more
council stuff. But you know that was. So I had written this story about predictions, and I had asked you to help, and that was your prediction that in 2018, someone on the city council is going to do something stupid, mm-hmm. and we're going to go, what the heck? What do you think that thing's going to be?
They're going to say something. Somebody's going to say something really dumb. It's going to give them some hot water.
Okay.
But is it enough hot water for them? Like, what happens when you, if a councilman just gets booted, do they have to have a special election?
I guess they could do like a recall or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
That's a good question. I'm also wondering when these people are up for re-election, man, because it seems like we've been having these conversations for like ever. You know, it's like, oh,
it doesn't
my
seem
God.
Like Brandow's had the run recently, but maybe it's been a couple years or something.
It has been a couple years.
Maybe he has.
And
to
I
run
think
in
he might be running for state office at some point. Wow. So
good luck.
You know, I think So I think that's going to move him. Out of the game, hopefully, and someone else will move in. That's maybe a little more smart.
We have a new mayor this year. How do you think?
True,
our mayor, a True. Full year of an basically
of a
full
new mayor,
year of a new
Lee
mayor.
Brand.
Lee Brand, yeah. No Ashley, although Ashley's still hanging around.
She's
doing.
I don't, you know,
stuff. Finding
it
funds
kinda seems. You know, like, it kind of seems like Lee's just been kind of just, he's, like, there. Right. You know, like, nothing too crazy. I mean, there was that Sanctuary City thing that happened where
Sanctuary
he came out
City
and said...
Sanctuary City thing was not good, but then he had a good explanation said, you know, for it.
Right, which is, and that's always the thing. And then also there was the Amazon, Amazon HQ2 thing, which, you know, got... Depending on who you're talking to, it was either a great idea what Fresno was offering, or it was the worst idea ever. Mm. But essentially, it was something that no other cities were looking at, which was like creating this fund and sort of funneling some tax money into this fund that, you know, then Amazon would help to appropriate out into the community. Mm-hmm. And so a bunch of people freaked out. But, you know, I mean, most places are just like, most cities are like, Amazon, come, we'll give you whatever you want. no taxes forever, and yeah. we'll rename our city, blah, blah, blah. And Fresno was like, no, we're not going to do that, but look, here's what we'll do. We'll kind of make you a more of a stakeholder in the community. We'll give you a say in how we appropriate some of these tax funds. And, you know, LA Times had an editorial. They said it was a great, they loved it. They said it was a great idea. Seattle Times said, you know, it was the worst thing ever. How could a city, like, you know.
Shut up, Seattle.
I mean, yeah.
Mind your business.
And so there were a bunch of people like, oh my God, gentrification, blah, 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 because Amazon is, you know, the devil or whatever, which it may very well be. I'm not sure. But anyway, so I feel like Lee Brand is doing a good job, but he's also just kind of, he's low key. Mm-hmm. He's not as like out there as Ashley was.
Yeah.
You know, like personality wise, I don't think he's.
I think it feels like he's just.
And he's just not as.
It feels like he's working, but he's not, like you said, he's just not looking for the TV cameras.
Yeah, he's not as vocal. Ashley
was necessarily doing that, but.
Right. But I mean, she was definitely vocal, and she was definitely recognizable in a way that I think Lee, he seems like he's just a laid back kind of guy. Mm-hmm.
Lee Brand, doing okay, pretty much, I think, probably.
Yeah. All right. Do we want to take a break here and do some band of the episode, music break?
The episode. A new band. I heard about this new band.
I heard about this new. So this is actually a bit of a shameless self-promotion here. On my part, but I recently self-promoted.
Well, you know, doing the Flowing and Famous for 10 years or however the hell many years we've been doing it.
Right,
you
know, I deserve to
wedge
this.
In some stuff once in a while.
So I, earlier this year, I took part in a recording project with an engineer, sound engineer down in Kingsburg, Visalia area. And we put together 5 songs, and the band is called Dang It Bobbies, or the Dang It Bobbies, like that. Right, there you go. So kind of punk stuff. He kind of wrote all the music and invited a couple other musicians in to help out, me and a drummer, and so I put together some lyrics and did some singing. Let's play the song.
Yeah.
love it. Bobby. New stuff.
Yeah. So we'll have that out. That should be out, you know, within the next month or so, and we might be playing some shows and that kind of stuff. So I'm sure we'll pass that along as well. Big year. Was it a big year for music?
Music
since we're on the music topic, music in Fresno. It seemed like it was a big year. We got some big things. I mean, at the end of the year here, we got the announcement of that new, the next year of the Grizzly Fest. The
Grizzly Fest is keeps getting bigger, and now it's crazy. Not at downtown.
And now it's no longer downtown. People are like, which, you know, so they expanded to 2 days. They brought in, I mean, they upped the headliner ante. They have Snoop Dogg, they have Nas, they have Foster the People. And then just a huge, like, second tier lineup that's just Fantagram. I mean, just a bunch of great bands. Like kind of buzzworthy band, you know, like that, the level of bands that they need to be bringing in to make this thing kind of grow.
Yeah.
But this year, they really did kind of elevate the whole thing to another level. And they decided they were going to move it to Woodward Park. And, you know, talking with the organizers, they had a very, I mean, their reasoning essentially is that they were at the stadium. It's they wanted to keep it around the same time in May, which is during baseball season.
Yeah.
And the field essentially gets destroyed when they do this. And the team was like, hey, you know, we want X amount of dollars so that we can make sure the field gets repaired properly. And they, you know, the organizer of the festival said, well, we can just take that money and go somewhere else. And they had always, I mean, I don't think people have this weird connotation because it's called Grizzly Fest and because it was down at the Chichansey for a couple of years that was part of it, you know, that like part of the whole thing was being downtown and promoting that sort of thing. And I don't think it really was. I mean, definitely promoting Fresno, definitely promoting the area and kind of elevating the entertainment like options for the area is definitely part of the mission of the thing, you know, bringing in these kind of acts that we're not going to see otherwise and putting together a festival, like a regional festival that's like true to the area and also unique for the area. But I don't think it was ever downtown, you know, it wasn't ever limited to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll I don't
see
think
how it plays in Woodward Park with the neighborhood, you know, 2 days of a festival.
It's going to, well, 2 days of a festival. And apparently they've, you know, gotten permitting to go an extra 2 hours. So instead of, you know, going from till 10 o'clock, which is the normal
for the
noise ordinance, they're going to go to midnight. And I have a feeling that we're going to see a bunch of people really, 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 especially the people who live close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you live across the street and there are houses across the street from
across Frying,
across Frying, across Autobahn,
right.
Across, you know, not so much across Autobahn, but yeah. there are houses, there's housing
stuff
around, except for on the other side of the river or whatever. I think you're going to hear people complain. People are going to be pissed, especially after that first night. And then when they go to the second night.
Unless it's just not as crazy as we think it's going to be.
I mean, that very could well be. But, you know, I know that, like, when normal concerts are there, you know, I've gotten people calling me as the music writer at the B to say, hey, they should. This is not the right. You know, they're dropping F bombs.
How could
there.
You let this happen, Teehee?
Right. They
I
call
just
me
write
as
about
if,
it.
I, you know, I then I pick up the phone and I say, I call Lee Brand and I say,
hey, Brand.
Mr. Mayor, I just got a call.
Build that wall.
So it will be interesting to see.
Do you know where they're going to put it? And
so I don't understand. I think it's going to be on the south side of the place.
So like the Fryan side?
Along Autobahn, I think.
Okay.
Somewhere
over there.
It's the same place where the taco festival was held. But it's kind of set up in that area. I mean, I think there's, you know, I think that's actually not a bad idea to have it in the park. And, you know, a lot of these kind of festivals, you know, the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento is set up in a park. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of these festivals, that's what they do. They set up in parks. I think there's logistics that are going to have to be figured out, and they may not be figured out for this first year up there.
You're going to, I would think.
Parking is going to be an issue.
Right. How the
And then sound, that if, sound
are you going to have it partially open for just people that are just going to the park?
They'll have to fence it off. You know, right. I mean, they'll have to fence off the area. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they'll have a big fence off.
That day, I had a big day of getting bit by geese on my ass that day. They better.
At the park, you were just going to go to the park. Yeah. And
then now we got a festival. It's going to ruin my whole day.
Yeah, I was going to go to the Japanese garden to do some meditating.
I was going to go to the Shakespeare stage and work on my acting chops, but now they got this festival.
Anyway, so I personally think it's going to be good. It's going to be a good venue. I'm happy to see it. I thought they really did a good job with the lineup of bands this year, so I'm very excited for it.
Good luck to them.
What, anything else 2017 wise band music?
Well, the Foo Fighters show, bro. Blew it up. Destroyed it.
He didn't even say Fresh Yes.
Nope, didn't make one joke pertaining to it.
That's great.
That's great.
I heard it was a great show. Played more songs than they typically had been playing.
Played a longer show than they
longer set
usually do.
Than normal. Did a bunch of covers.
Played right up to midnight. I guess Save Mart Center's maybe has a midnight ordinance. I don't know.
I bet Save Mart Center does have an ordinance.
Yeah. It was like 11:59. I mean, or 58. It was just that. Yeah. It was almost as if he planned it to go to midnight. I don't know, but or if he was just like, because it felt like he could have played another, or they could have played another song or two, and they stopped, but. That was one of the shows I did not go.
But I felt like every single person that I knew on the planet was there. And people that I wouldn't even expect to go to a show like that were there, oddly. Right. So it seemed like it was a big deal, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm mostly a rock guy, so I don't know what other big shows equaled that. You might know.
Right.
Like Gwen Stefani came through, but that wasn't their first time.
Right.
It wasn't like a
definitely Garth. I mean, you know, Garth.
Oh, yeah, he had two nights?
He had three nights, four shows. Because he did a double show on Saturday. So that's big. Speaking of double shows, you know, so Joe Rogan's coming.
Right.
To the Soarin' Theater. He booked another show, so he's doing two
Look
acts.
At
yeah,
us.
Look
Getting
at that.
Multiple
yeah.
shows.
Yeah. So, if you're interested in Joe Rogan, there are two shows happening. I can't. When is that? Do you remember when that's happening?
Nope.
Next year, sometime.
This year, Josh.
This year. Oh man, that's crazy.
Here in 2018, having a ball.
What else? Retail. Do we want to talk about some retail? It feels like there were more closures than openings this year.
Ooh,
what do you think about that?
I haven't thought about it that way. You might be right. Because it didn't seem like there were that many openings. Right. Steak and Shake. That was about it.
Steak and Shake. Hot PK open, finally.
Hot PK, that's all right. That's best open of the year.
We didn't get Livingstone's back quite yet.
No, not yet. Krispy Kreme was this year.
Krispy Kreme.
The return of Krispy Kreme.
The return of Krispy Kreme. We saw the return of the review.
Yeah.
There's several new places in the Tower District, food places, Lucy's.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the Fresbro shop's gonna have alcohol.
Fresbro, they're gonna have. Yep, they're gonna have alcohol.
To be fair, we did see
a significant jump in the number of coffee places that opened.
Right, that was our big this year. Surge.
So we had Brewfix that opened. We had High Top that opened. We had Dale Brothers that opened. We had I don't know. So,
yeah, Quesadilla Gorilla was a big hip.
Quesadilla Gorilla, they opened two spots.
Place to be this year.
The
Cosmopolitan so moved over. That was big.
True. So we did have some opening. According to Bethany Clough at the Fresno Bee, 40 closures. Mm. 40 closures. Mm-hmm. That's retail and restaurants and retail stores.
Okay.
And that's both national and local. And obviously, I'm not sure that includes everything. I mean, she did a pretty thorough check. And you know, if anyone knows about these things, Bethany's going to know more than almost. I can't imagine anyone else in town that would know more about this than she would. So she went through, and there were 40. And, you know, there were some significant ones. The Elephant Bar closed. That was a big one. Mm-hmm. Marie Callender's closed. That was a big one. Olive Garden opened.
Olive Garden opened, man. Woo, Fresno finally got an Olive Garden.
Yeah.
The Uncle Harry's, the controversial forced closure of Uncle Harry's. And Fig Garden. And that for a paper store. Which,
yeah, yeah.
I really enjoyed. I haven't seen it like recently, but that paper store did like an ad on Instagram, it's just sort of running, you know, an Instagram ad, and like,
and it said we're open. Sorry, we closed.
No, they're just like, hell, you know, whatever. We've got paper. You can print stuff here. Like, ooh, wow. And so people have been commenting like, you fuckers, open up Uncle Harry's. And I chimed in a couple times and had fun with it, and like, because it kept coming on my feed, so I'm like, I'll comment. And
fuck you.
And
guys.
Then there would be people be like, "Shut up, Uncle Harry's wanted to move." I'm like, "No way, bro! They were forced to move."
Right.
And so there's all this, all these back and forth on their Instagram ad in the comment section.
That is hilarious. I missed that altogether.
You couldn't see it unless it would just happen to pop up in your feed. And it kept doing it on my feed. It kept popping back up.
How many stupid paper stores have we had? We've had a bunch of paper stores in the Fig Garden, but right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
No.
It seems like
there's
we've
a Hallmark
had a bunch
store
of paper
down
stores.
The few doors down.
That's a card store, dude. Well, different
got paper
thing.
In there.
I don't know even what a paper store is. I mean, I do because I've been into
print
them.
Invitations?
No,
something?
No, I understand. Yeah. I don't know. You go there.
I would think that would be, in the internet age, that would be a dead thing.
Right. That seems like. Stores. Anyway, I'm going to open an e-invite store.
Yeah.
You come in and we'll build your email invites.
Right. I'm going to open up a telephone store of heart, you know, the landline telephones.
Landline telephones.
Yeah. Maybe that'll catch on.
I'm going to start a newspaper. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, snap.
Button. So, anyway, 40 places closed. I don't know if that's a big number. I mean, so, you know, Bethany seems to think that's a pretty big number. More than we have in a typical year. There's the retail apocalypse that's happening right now, I guess.
Yeah, which I mean, is that's an actual thing. It's everywhere. It's just
that's the thing. You know, Amazon retail stores just, are closing everywhere. Amazon is taking over, and
Amazon. Which well, is, the I mean, combination of Target, at Walmart, and Amazon.
Right.
It's just like it's just becoming everything's just becoming generic and.
But it's interesting because I still think that there are, you know, we've seen in the last couple years an increase in like these kind of niche stores mm-hmm. that are selling, you know, like Root General downtown, which has been around for a while now, but and Scraps and some of these other places. So, I mean, I think the department store, that kind of retail, clothing stores, those sorts of things, mm-hmm. not doing as well. But other types of stores are still able to compete, I think.
Yeah, smaller stuff.
At least on a small scale, yeah.
It's all about restaurants now. It's just like...
Yeah, entertainment.
Entertainment. I would still think clothes stores would still do okay because I don't have any kind of luck buying clothes online.
Well...
Outside of like cool t-shirts or whatever.
Here's the thing, though. You can send stuff back now so easily.
Yeah. You cannot make it easy enough for me to consider it easy.
For you?
No. Like, and they're like, all you got to do is reseal it. No, that's too much.
I'll tell you what, I never take anything back.
I just eat it.
I don't buy clothes in stores anymore. I just don't.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know my sizes. I can order,
yeah.
And I have a good idea, and I never have a problem. I have to get stuff tailored anyway because I'm short, but mm-hmm. I never have a problem with it. There you go.
I just wear clothes that don't look good on me.
That's right, all. You're just like, yeah, they don't fit. Yeah,
just walk around,
roll them up,
walk around like a doofus.
That's the way to do it.
I didn't think there was any choice. I'm just like, this is the way life is.
I did that for a long time, and I realized, oh, I don't have to wear pants that are too long for me. Who knew? Like, who knew mm-hmm. that I could pay someone to make them look nice on me?
Yeah, try.
There it is. Yeah. Is there anything else? What else? Is there anything that you have that you wanted to talk about?
No, I guess
we've done. I mean, we've done a little bit of. We've done a little bit of
props to. But I would consider the number one spot this year, Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden.
Oh yeah, yeah, man, and always. Yeah. I mean. So, yes, I agree
it's 100%. Like I think they like the consistent spot where stuff's happening.
Yeah. Well, I think
you don't even need stuff to be happening. It's just like, oh, let's go down the Tioga.
So I have to say, Fresh Yes Fest, which they do every year, was ridiculously fun this year and ridiculously packed. They were able to grow it. You know, they've been able to continue to grow it year over year over year, and it's still doing well. I think their Rush Day event is just spot on. I mean, the fact that they had people out there camping overnight,
yep.
You know, in the park, like lying around the block when the thing opened on the second day. I mean, I think that's the kind of stuff. You know, that's what you see.
That Rick and Morty thing they did this year.
They had the Rick and Morty thing.
That was around the block.
They've just done a lot of those kind of events. So they're, you know, really smart about doing events. They're really smart about their beer choices and how they choose to kind of promote and push different things. They're the largest brewery in town. Right. Like, I mean, that's,
yeah,
I can say that and that is correct. Right. I mean,
completely. Yeah.
Maybe House of Pendragon, what maybe comes a close second, somewhere along those lines.
Yeah.
Riley's maybe
right.
something
well,
like that.
If you want to say regional, Riley's probably sells more product that, for yeah. sure than House of Pendragon. That may change in the future.
Anyway, but the point is, and as such, I feel like Tioga Sequoia is doing a really good job of being that leader there and really doing cool, innovative stuff. And, It's my favorite brewery in town, and kind of my favorite place to just go and hang out as well. So
I can't wait for Zach's to open this year.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's gonna be a great one. I think that's, you know. So let's
it's gonna
a
be great
bit
for
some,
beer people. Like it's not gonna, you know, Tioga sort of gears themselves to be like friendly for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You beer geeks, go in there, and you can non-beer get a light beer alike, yeah. And
you can get your XPA or
Zach's Golden is gonna ale. Be like. You know, people that like beer, just you come in here. You're not going to worry about like concerts and crap. You're just going to be like,
right,
go in there and drink.
So let's break down just quickly some minor predictions, things that we're expecting for 2018, some things that might be, or just things you're looking forward to, like, hey, this is look out for this, and
and looking forward to Zach's, mostly looking forward to Hoppy K going there. I've only been there once, so and they weren't even in full.
I went
mode
there,
yet.
So check it out. I went there. So I had been telling my friends, hey, this is a great place. We got to go. Okay, we were gonna go out for dinner. Had this whole thing planned. Went there. The first week, I think they had opened. Get their kitchens closed. What the hell? They ran out of food.
Yeah,
they ran out. They did so well that they sold out, because it was Friday night by the time, you know, or Saturday, I think, I can't remember. Anyway, it was a total letdown, and I think we're gonna try to go back on, you know, sometime soon, but. It was a letdown. I was like so disappointed. I was so looking forward. Yeah. I was like shawarma fries. And then it was closed. But I mean, it's a good problem to have. So okay, you're looking forward to those
maybe
things.
Maybe seeing
else,
what's going to happen with Manchester.
Okay.
If that's going to work out.
Okay.
The building of the new things and the stuff and the whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there? I haven't been following that enough to be able.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, to I tell.
Go
I mean,
see
I know
Star Wars again at the Manchester because they got some good theaters in there, but
they got the good seats and the whatnot. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Let's see what else. What else to look forward to? Well, it's interesting to see how High Speed Rail changes. Changes around the, you know, the areas around it, all the construction.
Yeah.
I know people are crazy about Clinton Avenue, Clinton Overpass, but it's open. That was a big opening.
It was a big opening. Vallarta. Have you been in there?
Vallarta. I haven't. I've been in.
It's pretty crazy.
There's one kind of like it in Madeira, but apparently it's not even close, I guess.
Oh, no. This place is rad.
Place is like nuts.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's, yeah. I bought some Peruvian beer there. It was very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, they have,
me interested.
No, they have like, you know, their beer selection is their beer, but they have a large selection of imports, both Mexican and, so they had Peruvian and they had something else, Ecuadorian or something.
Okay.
And it was good. It was, you know, whatever. It was probably like the Modelo.
I saw that they got
whatever,
like they got a Starbucks and a
they do
an,
something else the, Starbucks and
the,
I don't know,
the Chinese food fast food
Panda Express so that whole area has really been sort of redeveloped, gentrified, as some people would like to say. I think it got gentrified.
Nobody's complaining about it. There's a Starbucks at Clinton and 99.
No one is saying
gentrified
Clinton and 99
now.
Has been gentrified, but it has. that area is, I'm kind of
still
I'm iffy on High Speed Rail. I just. I don't think it's going to happen.
If I was completely convinced it was going to happen, I'd be like all about it. But I feel weary. Dude, I don't know if you've been.
I don't know what's going to happen
at Herndon
with all the
and,
shit that they've
Herndon
built already,
in 99. Well, that's what I'm saying. At Herndon in 99.
Right.
I see it every day going to work.
Oh, yeah.
But If you haven't been, it's crazy. That thing, oh, that yeah. thing they're building is crazy.
Right.
It's just like, what? Why is this? What? Why?
What is it?
The right. amount of steel and beams right. and cement is crazy. And that's just one thing.
Right.
But I'm sure so that's what you could have said that about Highway 99.
I mean, maybe. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think at some point they're just going to be like, eh, they're going to give up on it. You know, they're going to say, we don't have money, whatever, whatever. And then some company is going to buy all the land and everything super cheap, build a high-speed rail and do it as a private thing. Mm-hmm. Some it'll probably be some Chinese company or something, and they'll make it work. That's what I think is going to happen.
Somebody because, makes it work. Oh, that would be bad if all that just gets
well, banned. It's probably like, just going to sit mind. There for a right, right. Right. Can you imagine? Like, we can't let that happen.
We can't.
You know.
Fresno, no. come I on, mean, guys.
We have to be better
than that. Let's stay positive on this. Let's keep it going.
Even if we just have to build a high-speed rail from, like, Fresno to Merced or whatever, just whatever we have to, even personally,
then we'll get to use it.
And we'll have to pass some, we have to personally, woo-hoo. Fresno has to pass some taxes to make that I just initial got to, whatever.
Wait, what's that? What's the cool place in downtown Merced that bands would play at? What's that place called? There's a place, a hip place in downtown
Merced. Fat Cat?
No.
Oh, it's like, I have no idea.
All right. Well, never mind.
So there's a place in Merced, apparently.
Yeah.
I haven't been.
Oh, Wolof used to play there all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't. It's a theater, right?
No, it's like a restaurant place.
You're reaching back in the way.
I was just gonna say you just take the high speed rail to that.
Anyway, to downtown Modesto or whatever.
Merced.
Bro. Merced. Yeah, sorry.
If Modesto, we get to Modesto, that'd forget be great. Modesto. They think they're in the Bay Area. And you're right, out in Modesto. I hung out in Modesto.
I try not to.
Personally, and they're like they just go to the Bay Area for like the entertainment.
Because I don't even care.
I was talking to somebody like, oh, I'm from Fresno, and like assuming Modesto people just come down to Fresno once in a while just for something new or different.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I go to San Francisco and Oakland. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, F those people then. I mean, it makes sense. What is that? It's like only an hour or something from them. I mean, it's really super close, but okay. Well, I don't know if I have any predictions for 2018 in terms of things, you know, that I'm looking forward to. I think there's a couple of
hopefully it rains.
I mean, really, it's good. Well, yeah, that would be great. You know, entertainment wise, I think we're going to see more of the same. I think Save Mart Center is going to get, they've already have a bunch of good shows lined up. I think
Arena is having some shows too.
Sound Arena has some good shows coming up. The Sorority Theater has a bunch of several comedy shows coming up. They have this guy Joe Coy coming, who is like this guy's crazy. So he has a Netflix special. He just did it himself and then sold it to Netflix and made a shit ton of money. He is playing in San Francisco at the Fillmore, the Warfield or something coming up in the early part of next month. Six shows he has booked. Six shows in a row. They're all sold out.
Jeez.
Like, this guy is insane. And so he's coming to Fresno. He's been here before.
Oh, okay. He's not going to do one of those. Maybe like, he's not going to do one of those. I'm too big for Fresno now.
No.
Show canceled.
No. I think he played maybe at one of the casinos last year or the year before, but he's definitely way bigger now than he was there. And he's going to be playing at Soren Theater, and I think it's one of those deals where maybe like people don't like we haven't caught on yet.
Yeah,
and we need to catch up, dude.
If he's getting that hot, I mean, then you're going to have a lot of people from out of town at that show.
I mean, you very well may. Yeah, you definitely. So that's going to be a good show. And then the Tower Theater has this woman, Maria Bamford, I think her name is. She's Lady Dynamite. Lady Dynamite is the show she has on Netflix. She's coming to Tower Theater, which I think is great.
Cool.
I mean, that's a cool get for Tower Theater. And actually, if you look at the Tower Theater's lineup for next year, they have a bunch of shows booked already. They have some decent stuff, you know. Like, they have, like, you know, they're into smooth jazz and stuff, so they have those kind of shows. They just are. I mean, that's the venue for that place. That's just what
made me laugh. I'm not sure why.
So they have smooth jazz and that kind of stuff, but they also
they're in the smooth jazz.
They have the Fox's Undercover series, so they have like a U2 cover band and Tom Petty cover band and some other cover band. But then they have some legitimately really good shows coming up there as well. So that's some place that I think is really going to be doing some cool stuff in 2018.
Rock the Tower 3?
Possibly. That's reaching back. Whether anyone will get that reference at all.
Rock the Tower.
I'd be all for that. Okay, well, is there anything else? Because if not...
That's enough, bro. We got rest up for February show.
Oh, man. Ugh.
This is it.
So I guess that means it's time to
plug it up.
I will let you. Is that the music?
Yeah.
Huh.
You're not hearing it?
It's as if I've never heard this podcast before. I've never done this podcast.
Reed May developed the music beds for this show. All of them. Original, so, flowing with famous engineer Reed May.
Reed May.
On to incredible things.
I wish you had his voice, right? Yeah. I wish you had his voice just to put in there saying something.
I know Reed's voice, but I don't know. I've never tried to do it before.
But you can't do it right, yeah. So, go ahead. What do you got to plug for this month?
TheFresnan.com, where I blog Fresnan.com, about Fresno occasionally. And sometimes, yeah.
You do some good work there. You had that Foo Fighters advance. You did a little preview of the Foo Fighters. I thought it was great.
I wish there's I did some more, other stuff you've but done. I try. Yeah. I do what I can. I do what I can, well, time permitting. And then the other podcasts in this little baby network. The
Dorktown. The Dorktown Network.
The Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show.
Perfect Pour.
Nick and Matt, we do a beer geek show. We talk about what's interesting to beer geeks, and there's inevitably lots of local stuff that gets in there.
Yeah,
so
if
you're
really
like, "Because we're coming to Fresno, what do I want to hear about that for?" Well, there's a lot of local stuff in there. Don't worry about it. And get off my podcast, Harrison Ford
get
show.
Off my podcast.
Do a trend.
I hear that you have not yet put up your Last Jedi review.
When we did it on the weekend of Last Jedi's release, the Skype was just terrible.
I see.
It was not.
So the plan was to do it, and it just didn't work out.
And so we're like, all right, well, let's try and get it tomorrow or whatever. And then our schedules keep not meshing. So we'll get to it eventually.
Because people want to know, and they want to know from you guys because you're a huge fan.
I appreciate that.
So,
Dorktown's on hiatus mode right now, but it's still there.
It's still there. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. What you got, Josh?
Well, so I will first of all promote my day job at the Fresno Bee and the FresnoBeeHyatt.com, where I, you know, do this, but you know, in writing. And also, I do a Fresno Beehive podcast, which is a pop culture podcast I do with a couple of guys down there, normally Jody Murray and Rory Appleton, son of Ray Appleton.
Whoa.
And his lovely wife,
new dad.
Alex.
Congrats to Rory, just
had a baby. And we bring in whoever else is in the office at the time, so Mackenzie Mays and some other people join us.
Mackenzie May making national news.
I know, right? With her, and we didn't even talk about that. That was another thing. The Fresno Unified sex education scandal. I don't know if it was quite a scandal.
Not a scandal, but just like we're a little behind the times on the sex education stuff.
Yeah, we're behind the times for California and maybe the rest of the world. if we were in Arkansas, we'd probably be
right. We're behind the times in California, not the rest of the country. I tell that to lots of people all the time that think Fresno was backwards Podunk. I'm like, yeah. Dude,
yeah.
Have you been to the rest of the country? Right. No. Okay. Then just
have you been to any part of Texas?
Yeah. Yeah. You've only been to California, okay? So you don't know what you're talking about.
I do that, and then I also have my band. It'll go back, and we haven't played in a while, but I think there might be some stuff coming up. I have another band that I do called the Dang It Bobbies, who you heard earlier on the episode.
Exciting.
So we'll be having some new music coming out and possibly a couple shows. And then just recently, I started another podcast, an Aikido podcast. So,
I didn't know about this.
Some of you don't know that I also teach martial arts in my off time. Yeah. And so we started in the head instructor there at Aikido Fresno, and I and another student have a Aikido podcast. It's called Aikido Discussed, and we discuss Aikido. Like, we just sit down and also get disgusted by
Aikido,
other people.
Aikido, what you did there.
You like that, right? Yeah. So anyway, so that is, I think we have like 4 episodes or something up now. We're going to try to do that. Once a week. I don't know if, you know, but it seems to be, you know, it's one of those things where
that
it's a very niche.
Watch out, man.
It's right. Well, I think you're right, because it's so niche that, like, mm-hmm. anybody who's into that will, right. if they will find it, they will be interested in it. So, you know, we sit around to talk about Aikido all the time, like the three of us. So we thought, why not?
The birth of any good podcast.
Like, right? I think that's 100% true. So you can find that on iTunes and other places if you want to hear me talk about Aikido stuff, martial arts stuff. And not just Aikido, I mean, mainly, but we talk about a lot of martial art kind of stuff. So, and then I think that's it. That's enough for now. That's
enough. Thank you, everyone that's listened to the show all these years and this year.
I was looking at the past episodes kind of in preparation for this, and I feel like we had a really good year compared to years past where we've maybe not
we're consistent this year.
Maybe we missed 1 month, you think we did them? Yeah, there you go. We did them all.
I don't think so.
We did them all.
I think we did.
So, and it seems like we're on a good path to continue to do that for the future. So, I would just say, if anyone's listening and they, you know, have topic ideas, they have stuff that they think that we should talk about, let us know, because I think, you know, we would be interested in that kind of stuff too.
Sure.
Answering questions or whatever. I don't know if people have questions for us, but maybe they want us to talk about the Fulton Mall or something.
Right.
Or they want us.
What's
Fulton
that?
Street.
It's
Fulton
Street. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Or maybe they want us to get rid of the stupid theme song at the beginning.
forever argument.
It could be something like that. So if that is the case. I mean, here's the thing. I don't think it's the theme song.
No,
it's
our
us doing this the stupid thing.
Because like, Reed's like, dude, hey, there's nothing wrong with the theme song, guys.
Right. Yeah, the theme song's fine. It's just you guys being idiots about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how are we ever going to take you guys professionally if you're doing Bow Wow?
If you're doing
getting ready to show, trying to take this show as a professional. Broadcast. I was thinking about
it.
Putting it on my network, but now what you Bow Wow, can't do it.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Sorry. My hands are tied. The network's got my hands tied on this, guys. I can't do it. Can't put your show
like
in the air.
You guys are real funny.
You guys are great guys.
Would you not do the Bow Wow?
Can you just not do the Bow Wow?
If someone offered us, if someone was like, look, you can be on our network. You just can't. This is the one thing. We love everything else. Just get rid of the. Yeah. Would we do it?
Could you consider
that's the question?
Baby?
No,
I would not. Never. I would not consider it. All right, so that's it. Anyway, you can follow us on Twitter at Flowing with Pod. You can find us on what?
The Fresno.
All of the.
And Joshua Teehee.
Or at Joshua Teehee. You can also find us on all your podcast places.
Yeah, if you're listening, and you should subscribe. If you're listening by like streaming it somewhere, or whatever, that's cool. But it's better for us if you subscribe somewhere.
Subscribe, and then also leave us reviews, leave us comments, tell your friends, because that's all stuff that helps us
out. Your little Fresno buddies, don't tell anyone in Columbus though.
Nope. Portland.
Keep it to
also.
Yourself. Yeah, Portland.
Don't tell anyone.
No, tell Portland. Like, brag about it.
No, tell them.
Like,
be like, hey,
our
podcast
is way better.
We got
podcast.
This cool shit. Is there a Portland podcast?
I've,
no, but they
I've
have
found
that
a couple
TV show.
From Portland that, yeah.
They're not very good.
They try. No, they try. They try.
Okay. They but try. They,
yeah. Come on.
We should invite them onto our show.
Was, yeah.
And then maybe they can we can do like a trade.
We'll just be like, okay. Sell me on Portland, bro. 5 minutes.
Go.
Sell
five
it
minutes.
To me.
You got 5 minutes. Okay, that's it. I'm going to count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.